The Pentagon will study how much it costs to run separate schools for military families on some bases in the United States. The schools have earned a reputation for solid academics, and military parents say they're a welcome benefit in a life that's often full of hardships. And though it's only a preliminary study, many parents fear this could be the first step toward shutting the schools down. It's an unwelcome prospect for the families who may have someone in harm's way overseas. From Fort Rucker Army Post in southern Alabama, Melanie Peoples reports.
In so many communities, parents no longer feel it's safe enough for their children to walk to school by themselves. But within the heavily guarded entrance and secure perimeter of the Army's only helicopter training school, it is still a rite of passage. On this morning, a group of self-assured girls giggle as they catch up to a bunch of boys at a crosswalk on their way to Fort Rucker Elementary. The community is safe, and so are the schools. For many parents, like Kelly Gregory, it's the reason they live here.
For our children to be able to go to these schools, we have to live on post in housing that is sometimes, most of the time, too small, too old, and falling apart. And it has nothing to do with it being free, but that's the way that we can get our children in these post schools.
The 39-year-old mother of four has gotten used to the perks of Army life being taken away over the years as the military has faced tight budgets. She quietly accepts the low pay, frequent moves to new posts, and separation from her husband. So when she heard Ohio Congressman Dave Hobson had asked the Pentagon this spring to conduct the study, she says she couldn't believe it.
I was appalled that it came now, when once again our soldiers and sailors are going off to, this time, defend our country.
Like parents at a lot of other posts and bases, she doesn't like the idea of busing kids off such secure installations if the post schools were to be closed. She and hundreds of others are writing letters to Congress to make sure that doesn't happen. Congressman Hobson declined to be interviewed on tape, but his spokesman said the study, to be completed next year, is nothing for parents to worry about. The Department of Defense schools are good schools. Year after year, they have test scores above the national average and a smaller achievement gap between white and minority students than in schools nationwide. For the 32,500 students in DOD schools, there's academic continuity, since all the schools use the same textbooks and curriculum. Without that continuity, fifth grade teacher Marcia Jones says kids who move in the middle of the year could miss something.
Because often they might be at a school where we have just covered multiplication and but not division, and when they get where they're going, they've covered division and not multiplication, and so they get multiplication two times and they don't get division at all.
The schools offer emotional support, too. Many of the teachers have spouses in uniform or were military brats themselves. And it's fellow students who sometimes offer the most. They know what it means when a parent gets deployed halfway around the world. Kelly Gregory says civilian kids can't possibly understand the challenges of having a father or mother who's in the armed forces.
They see on the news that their dad's getting shot at. Other people's children don't have their parents get a call in the middle of the night, and they don't even get to say goodbye to their children because they didn't know that they were not going to be back for 8.5 months.
Gregory's husband, a helicopter pilot instructor, has served in Saudi Arabia, Korea, Bosnia. He missed the births of two of their four children. She thinks those kind of sacrifices are worth something, at least a good education. Across post, Chris Philbrick, an Army officer with two boys at Fort Rucker Elementary, isn't rushing into judgment.
The study in itself doesn't say the post schools are going to be closed. They're looking at whether or not there's feasibility or resources to be gained to be utilized elsewhere.
Philbrick says examining the cost of maintaining the schools is a good idea, but he hopes the federal government considers more than just dollars when it makes the decision. He says there's also quality of life to consider. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples on Fort Rucker Army Post, Alabama.